This is the Real Pot Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Friday. Another weekend here. Hey, I have to give shout out to Newsday writer Vern Gay. He just put out a nice piece on the 1 year anniversary of WCBS 880 being shut down where I worked. Yeah, he talked with a lot of us. Had a couple of quotes from me in there. Did a nice job. I posted a link to it on the show's Facebook page. It is behind a paywall, though, FYI. Paige Beckers, WNBA talk now. Good Lord. 44 points on 17 of 21 shooting Wednesday night. 4 of 4 threes. And Dallas still lost to LA. 81-80. They scored 80. She scored 44. So Paige buckets had over half of theirs. But I am glad the Sparks won. I do want to see them in that last playoff spot if maybe the Valkyries start losing down the stretch. I mean, great run for a first season, but I think the LA Sparks will be a better matchup in the playoffs against other top teams. What do I know, though? Let the chips fall. Playoffs, though? Boy, they're going to be wild either way next month.
My favorite stories of the day.
All right, down to business. And we'll start with the decision to push back the release of Grand Theft Auto 6 to next year. A video game should have been out this year. So those of us who play it have been waiting and waiting. And now some of us are apparently filling in the void by driving in the real world like Michael or Trevor, not Franklin. You know, Franklin was good behind the wheel. In Nova Scotia's Annapolis County, police or the RCMP, the Mounties, say, as the clock struck midnight from last Friday night into Saturday, calls started coming in about a guy in a Honda Civic who hit a parked car and a garage in Middleton and kept going, spotted several minutes later, speeding through a residential neighborhood and only stopped because a tree made him. It didn't move when he crashed into it, and neither did that Honda after that, so Mounties were already on 3 stars, if sticking with GTA references, meaning police pulled up pretty quick, but did not shoot him, no, like they would have in the game. No, the 24-year-old was already seriously hurt in that crash, so rushed to a hospital. They say he was the only one in the car, too. Did not say, though, if they thought he was drunk, running from someone, or just reckless like most Grand Theft Auto players who crash in the game because it's fun and they can. GTA 6, since I keep talking about it, yeah, it's been pushed back now to come out next May 26th. As long as we're on the road, on I-44 in sort of mid-Missouri or southeast-ish in the town of Doolittle, Monday morning, just west of Rolla, firefighters were doing a lot, actually, putting out the best-smelling tractor-trailer fire ever. 40,000 pounds of ribeye steaks up in flames in that trailer, and KSDK5 in St. Louis is reporting firefighters say it was a total loss. Nobody ate. 40,000 pounds of ribeye steaks. Nobody bought kosher salt for seasoning. Talk about Doolittle. Yeah, the fire company posted dash cam video of the blaze as they pulled up. Yeah, you could hear one say in the audio that the trailer was detached from the rig, so hopefully that meant the driver was not burned or hurt in any other way. Didn't say. But that cookout for nobody shut down that stretch of 44 for a bit Monday. Look what you made me do. Look what you made. By now, a lot of us have seen the mugshot of the Kentucky woman smiling so hard she could be the visual definition of the word glee. For those who haven't, do yourselves a favor. Do a quick internet search for Kentucky woman destroys ex-boyfriend's car. It'll pop up. And how she destroyed the ex's car to end up with a smile like that and a mugshot? Well, the pregnant 31-year-old says she did not pour salt on or in the engine like police and the ex claim. She said his engine was already in bad shape, but did fess up to hurting the windshield, as she put it in a social media post, and said she poured glitter in the air conditioning vents and smashed his radio screen. Now, no word if he turned on the vents to find how much glitter she poured, but altogether, WKYT is reporting auto shop mechanics told the ex it would cost over $12,000 to fix, so they say she totaled it and totally taken to Madison County Jail for a felony criminal mischief charge. But, man, that smile and the mugshot says it was worth it. Also says, fellas, be careful with her. In Florida. Florida things happen. Like the Clay County mother accused of putting a gun in her son's backpack last Wednesday. The county sheriff's office put out a news release explaining the 39-year-old mom put the handgun in her kid's backpack, but says she told him to give it to his father when he came by to take him to school. Now, this may have been the part where the kid was being a kid and was not listening to mom's instructions, since dad dropped him off without getting that gun, obviously. But since it was a gun, the Jacksonville Today News site is reporting mom was the one charged and taken to jail after her son got to his elementary school class, opened the bag, saw the gun, and told his teacher. And I'll throw in one more, because UPI is reporting a South Carolina man in the Lowcountry part of the state. Hopefully they're all right with Aaron passing through, by the way. Recently bought a $10 lottery ticket, which hit. And he won $500,000, a half mil. But then state lottery officials say that guy celebrated winning the half million bucks by buying another lotto ticket and won $1,000 from that one. Now, not sure if you think about it, not sure if he's greedy for playing again after winning a half mil, but he is lucky. Back in a moment. But before the break, hey, a promo for the Jams podcast just dropped the new Summertime Madness mix.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small.
Buckle up. I'm a drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on
his every stop.
And now, a moment of peace.
Safari over. Grab that mic and recorder. Let's go. Simba, it is all yours, buddy. Let's get the hell out of here. Got me messing with these cats.
Thank you for this moment of calmness, brought to you by the ASMR Network, where every sound is a turn-on.
And now, for the world around us.
Or the galaxy around us, because, oh, NASA's Webb Space Telescope is all up Uranus right now. For real. It spotted a new tiny moon orbiting Uranus. NASA announced Tuesday that it looks like it's just 6 miles wide, and the telescope's camera caught it back in February. Now, they think it's been around, but it's so small it was basically hiding in plain sight all this time. And for Earthlings, that might sound weird. You know, how can a whole moon just hide in the sky? Even if it is only 6 miles wide, it's still in the same spot every night. And yeah, I'm sure if there are creatures on Uranus, they know they have a little moon up there. But in their sky, there are also 28 other known moons. 29 now that we know of. Yeah, Uranus is a moon magnet. I heard me say that out loud. Earth has one, though, and it hides during an eclipse. So yeah, a little itty-bitty 6 mile wide rock orbiting a planet could get easily eclipsed in the shadow of 28 other bigger rocks. So makes sense. NASA scientists now want to make sense of it. They say they just found this smaller one. Okay, so maybe there are more, which is why they are back to looking around Uranus. And I know, but Uranus doesn't have the same ring, so I'm sticking with Uranus. Pause. A little over a month after the Oxford English Dictionary added about 600 new words and phrases like bachata, which has been a word in the Dominican Republic for years. Well, a word, dance, musical genre, but now canonized in the UK's largest dictionary. And as for the second largest, well, I don't know about bachata, but Cambridge just added a bunch of new words and phrases, too. BBC News is reporting over 6,000 new ones are now in the Cambridge Dictionary, including skibbity. And Delulu. Now, YouTubers, TikTok users, and anybody under 30 are probably laughing, since they both kind of came from that online new generation environment. Delulu being short for delusional, while skibbity means nothing in particular, just an expression to say gibberish. One way to use the word would be to say, what in the skibbity are you doing naming your child that? Is actually what may have been said to parents in Colombia. Yet UPI put out a story Tuesday saying a mother and father in the town of Sarate, just registered their newborn daughter's name as ChatGPT Bastidas Guerra. ChatGPT. And when Colombia National Registry approved the newborn's name, local news media went to the parents to ask, porqué or why, they said, porqué. ChatGPT is a tribute to ChatGPT and the era of artificial intelligence. Pero, that child will have to get used to being teased. The owner of a house in eastern China's Jiangxi province who refused a deal to be bought out so a highway could be built over the property and instead now has a new G206 highway surrounding the home since the project did not stop. Well, he told the South China Morning Post a few months ago when the highway opened that he now regrets not selling to the government. The Morning Post reported they offered the family the equivalent of about $220,000 and two other properties elsewhere, but he countered by asking for about $280,000 and three other properties. No deal. They still built. And now, from above, that family house looks like the pupil of an eye shaped by the highway curving around the property. Also worth looking up the pictures online. I mean, I explained it, but pictures worth a thousand words. Now, the G206. That was finished and open to traffic this past spring, and a few months later, here into the summer, local media reports say the property has weeds growing, windows broken, the family up and left. They said the traffic noise was too much. As if in the middle of all the negotiating and fighting, no one ever thought, what would life be like in a house surrounded by highway traffic? And now, all that for nothing. Of us who go to amusement parks that have a lot of roller coasters, we'll try to ride them all, if possible, but it does get pretty routine after about the fourth or fifth coaster. You know, whee, another big drop. Ooh, we're going backwards now again. Yay, a loop, another big drop. The butterflies in the tummy will get bored and stop flittering after a while. Speaking from experience, my daughter and I rode about 9 or 10 of them last summer at Six Flags Great Adventure. Well, a 36-year-old guy from England just said, hold my beer. He spent a week riding 55 roller coasters. A week. The BBC is reporting he went from park to park in Britain and Ireland the first week of the month and said he first planned to ride over 60, but bad weather chopped 2 days off his list, so settled for setting the Guinness World Records for most coasters in a week at 55. Guinness only set their goal at 30. Yeah, he almost doubled it. He was probably one of those kids who always did the extra credit assignment in school.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
We'll skip ahead to celebrity birthdays next.
But now, ooh, bubble guts. We have clumpy soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, and coconut milk.
And feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Under a teeth.
My mind on your booty, babe, and your booty on my mind. Tell it to yourself.
And these feelings I have inside of me are pure. So tell me what you want, cause baby.
Time for birthdays.
Weekend celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 22nd, comedian, actor, and former late night TV host James Corden, 47, comedian and actor Kristen Wiig, 52, and two more with her because
I want it that way.
Backstreet Boys singer Howie Duroux, 52. Singer Beanie Man is 52 as well. Phil Dunphy, the dad in Modern Family, Ty Burrell, 58. The genius Wu-Tang rapper GZA is 59. Tori Amos, 62. Tears for Fears lead singer Roland Orzabal, 64, while 60 Minutes news correspondent Steve Croft and The Sopranos TV writer and producer David Chase are both 80. And on Saturday,
I'm sexy and I know it.
LMFAO rapper, singer, DJ Sky Blue, Motown founder Berry Gordy's grandson, Skylar Gordy. Sky Blue, 39.
You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Singer and actor Rick Springfield will turn 76. Diane in Cheers. Actor Shelley Long, also 76.
I want to see the bright light.
singer-songwriter Linda Thompson, or Linda Peters. She'll be 78. Les Nessman in WKRP in Cincinnati. Actor Richard Sanders, 85. Watch out for those turkeys. Jeannie in I Dream of Jeannie. Actor Barbara Eden will be 94. And Lila Crane in the first two Psycho movies. Actor Vera Miles, 95. And on Sunday, the 24th, comedian and actor Dave Chappelle will turn 52. TV and movie director Ava DuVernay, 53. Actor Marley Matlin, Children of a Lesser God, Coda, she'll be 60. Mahoney in the Police Academy movies. Actor Steve Guttenberg, 67. And the Shy Lights, singer Marshall Thompson will be 83. Then on Monday, actor Blake Lively, 38, Rachel Bilson, 44, Kenan's Good Burger co-worker Kale Mitchell will be 47, TV chef Rachel Ray, 57, Public Enemy DJ Terminator X will turn 59, actor and pretty boy Blair Underwood, 61,
wish I could roll on back to that old town road.
Miley's dad, singer and actor Billy Ray Cyrus, 64, singer-songwriter Elvis Costello, 71.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Judas Priest singer Rob Halford, 74. Kiss singer and bass guitarist Gene Simmons and his tongue are 76.
I like what you like what I like.
And we all like the OJs. Singer Walter Williams will turn 82 on Monday. And that's it for another Real Pod Newscast. Appreciate you all listening as always. Have a great weekend. God willing, back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Car and a garage in Middletown, in Middleton. Damn. All right, let's leave the fuck ups in there, but just correct yourself and keep going. And don't curse.
Show enough.